Finishing repairs to Elliott Lake's Reuben Wiley Jutte Swimming Pool will cost an estimated $2.6 million, plus HST, Council was told at a special meeting Wednesday by Acting Director of Public Works Bill Golding. The anticipated Phase 2 of the repairs will go to Quinnen Construction Limited of Orillia. Golding also asked that Council give staff direction to prepare a comprehensive report detailing the accrued and anticipated expenses for the project. Quinnen was the lone tender received. In 2022, the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund, NOHFC, approved Phase 1 funding on the project. They have indicated there is a strong possibility of support for Phase 2 funding of up to 50% to complete the project and reopen the pool, Golding said in his report. The scope of work and associated tender documents were prepared for the city by Met Energy Systems with the aid of Tulloch Engineering and Aqua Plans Aquatic Consultants Inc. Golding said during the tendering process a price tag of between $3.60 and $3.7 million was initially on the table. Concern was raised regarding the higher price and subsequently discussions with Quinnen Construction resulted in the lower $2.6 million bid and contract signed by the company. Resident Mike Thomas, who ran for mayor in the last municipal election, raised several questions about what was contained in Golding's report to council. He wanted greater clarification on the cost and how the city would pay for the final repairs. People are upset because it's not up and running and other people are upset because of the cost, Thomas said about the pool that has been closed for 1 year and is not expected to reopen until early 2024. Councillor Charlie Flintoff asked how the city would pay for the work. He wanted to know whether an amount allocated to airport repairs would go toward paying for the pool work. Councillor Norm Mann credited staff with keeping the project on track by getting the lower price. In essence, a month ago, this project was going to stop with a partially finished building that was not going to be available and reopened to the community, Mann said of repairs to the 46-year-old building. With the work of staff, we have managed to resurrect the project. I'm committed to keep the pool open and I want to thank staff. Luke Morissette also wondered what would happen if the city does not receive NOHFC for Phase 2. Director of Finance and Treasurer, Amy Sonnenberg outlined options open to council to pay for the work with or without the grant money. She cautioned that one scenario, with council paying the bulk of the work, would leave a building and facilities reserve tapped out at around $15,000. We need to consider very strongly that particular reserve is in trouble, she said. Money for the work, according to her, money could be moved from other reserves to provide cash flow for the pool. Morissette wondered if a completion date of February next year set by the company could be pushed back so that it could be reopened earlier. Golding would not commit to a shortened timeline for the reopening pending further talks with Quinnen Construction. Rick Bull said council was aware the project would be expensive. When we started this project, we knew it was going to be expensive and I don't see how we could go this far without completing the project. I know it's pricey and I know the reserves are going to take a big hit, he said, referring to council's determination to do the work properly. Morissette asked what the cost of a new pool would be and what the actual cost of the repair might be. We're in the range of a total project cost of $3 million to $3.5 million, Golding said, adding a new pool would be several million dollars more. I agree with Councillor Bull. Councillor Mann, we have been planning for this. It's in our operational budget. Acting Mayor Andrew Wannan acknowledged. This is a big decision for this council. Council voted unanimously in favor of moving ahead with this project.